If you've driven into Arlington on the Matthews Bridge, you might have seen a large vacant motel on the Arlington Expressway, and that motel could be getting new life. Jacksonville Daily Record Associate Editor David Cotton has the details on a developer's plan. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the Business Brief. David, this hotel is very highly visible in Arlington.
Yes, it's a pretty prominent group of derelict structures there on Arlington Expressways. Some people will remember this as the old Thunderbird Motel. Others will remember it as the Ramada Inn Conference Center. Bethel Baptist Institutional Church purchased this property a couple of years back, and now it's under new ownership who wants to make sure that this property isn't vacant for too much longer.
So it's a South Florida developer?
Yes, it's a group of folks from South Florida who want to take this 55-year-old vacant and really deteriorating group of buildings and make it into something new. Their first plans call for possibly a new hotel. They applied for permits at the end of the year, and that would be the first step. There's some other plans that are sort of up in the air with it. Those remain to be seen.
Do you have a sense of what some of those other plans could be?
Yeah, things like batting cages, maybe an amusement component to this, some arcade games, something to provide some entertainment facilities for, you know, the greater Arlington area.
We're pretty early on in the process. Is the developer getting input from the Arlington community?
They are. This developer has certainly met with people who are concerned about the future of Arlington. I know in my editor's story, Karen Mathis, she's spoken also with the city council member, Joyce Morgan, the at-large council member, John Cressenbinny. There's a lot of pressure right now to get Arlington back to its historic prominence in Jacksonville. But still, they want to make sure that, you know, this highly visible site, you know, this entrance almost to Arlington is done correctly. There has been a little bit of heartburn with this developer's plans to do maybe this thing in parts, you know, in phases. Also, they intend to pretty much try to keep as many of these structures as possible and just build them back up. Some are saying just demolish the whole thing, maybe start from scratch. And before you start building something, let's see an entire plan before this thing gets too far. I'm not sure they're 100% on board with the current plans, but I think this is something that's going to evolve. They're certainly receptive to this idea because this is a very visible group of properties right along Arlington Expressway. It's almost like an entranceway. It's kind of like the Town and Country Shopping Center.
Right. We had a listening session in Arlington last year, and I remember several people mentioning this specific property and saying, above all, that's really the one thing that they want to see changed in Arlington. So this is huge for people in Arlington.
Yeah, and this group of South Florida developers are actually going to put up an office in one of the buildings nearby. So they're going to be here. They're going to try to be as active as they can in the Arlington community, which I think is a step in the right direction.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record Associate Editor David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your Business Brief.